American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
There's never a simple handshake agreement that allows for the doors to swing open and trucks to roll in, or ships in this case.
That's Reed Blossom, Executive Vice President of the Illinois Beef Association, based in Springfield, Illinois, on the possibility of resuming beef exports to China.
Last September, we got signals from the Chinese government that China would open its doors to U.S. beef imports, which we're very excited about. And then a couple of weeks ago, we heard that signal again as the Chinese president was in the United States meeting with President Trump. And so the discussions actually have been going on for years of what does that access look like and how are we able to meet the demands of those foreign consumers, and what does our production system look like to qualify for the request from the Chinese.
And what kind of things are the Chinese requesting?
Well, in any of these export scenarios, you have partners on both sides of the table that want to talk about production technologies or traceability or access to multiple establishments, certification of establishments, quotas for tonnage. You know, all of these are issues that get worked out. There's never a simple handshake agreement to go overseas. So we need to be listening to our beef producer community, and that's what stage we're in now, is talking about our production models here and how those reflect to questions in the international community about U.S. beef production.
He says the beef producer is obviously key when it comes to resuming trade with China.
Right. As a producer-led organization, we are cognizant of the fact that producers need to be at the front of this procession. It needs to be a groundswell of support from our volunteer leaders, those beef producers who are there on the farm every day. And that's our position, and that's our national organization, NCBA, is that way as well. We need to have constant contact with our producer leaders to make sure that their voices are the ones that make the negotiating table.
That's Reed Blossom, Executive Vice President of the Illinois Beef Association. And I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.